Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively the You. I'm your host, Danielle Huff. I appreciate those who tried to listen yesterday and we had some audio difficulties. I apologize for that. I do believe that was on my end. I'll take that. So we're going to trust the universe that this was to happen today. Because that's how we flow in life. We just allow and move on and go through it. Do you see that? You don't stay stuck in it. You just move through it. And that's a great segue into what we're going to talk about today, because we're going to talk about new beginnings. New beginnings. And I'm going to shift you into a new paradigm. If you've never done a paradigm shift with me today, wow, be prepared. Because this is going to change your life. You're going to change perspectives in the now. And we're going to do it around time-space reality. Because right now, time-space reality is changing for each and every one of us. Whether we're aware of it or whether we're just living it or whether we're closed and just going through our daily routine, it doesn't change the fact that the earth is still changing and change is happening in every moment. Whether you're signing up for it or not, it happens. So I want you to take a moment and we're going to breathe in light through the body, through the cells, and then you're going to exhale whatever the light releases. So here we go. On your in-breath, breathe in light, and imagine you breathing it in through every cell of your body. It's permeating through your skin, through your blood, veins, bones. We're going clear into the mitochondria of your DNA. Breathing in every cell filled with light. Feel light, fulfill light. Feel light, fulfill light. Why am I saying it that way? Because your mind knows what feeling light is and pulling filled of light is. So we use our language to direct our mind. We use our symbols, our words. So as you're breathing in light and you're releasing whatever was there, hiding the light. We're uncovering today in such a way that time, space, reality is going to step into us as we step into it. Now, if you have noticed over the last maybe 4 or 5 months that time seems to be getting shorter, or I can't get everything done in the day, these things are not, you know, that's not all you. That is the earth. The human residence of the earth has sped up. So when it does, it speeds up our time, space, reality. In one great way, it's saying that what you ask for comes quicker now, but that always happens when you let go of time. The other thing is it actually shortening our days and nights, right? So your 24 hours now is condensed into about 16 hours, even though we live on a 24-hour continuum. Do you see how that confuses the mind? Do you see why you're getting chaos with time? I'm running late. I'm early. I'm this. I'm that. So we're going to release those beliefs around time because time is an illusion of man. Time is recreated to help people come together in a system, but it had to be in a belief system. And if you bind to other people's belief systems, then you start living them through your own life. So when you were a child, you learned time. And from that time on, you have your own understanding of time. So what we're going to do today is lift that understanding into a new realm to let go of time and to say that we're always in the now at the moment we need to be. How that works is don't let this create in your mind. Just let it come through you for a moment because I know you just had tons of questions when I said that. So give yourself a moment to just let this shift happen and then you'll understand. Once you experience something, you have understanding of it. When we're talking about it, you have concepts, okay? That's why it's very important when you do these shows that your energy shifts with you, that energy is live with you. You got to drink water when you're done with these because it does shift in your internal body. So we're shifting your energy field, your auric field, if you will, whatever you want to call that. We are shifting through the heart centers, through your chakras, all the layers of just releasing beliefs about time, space, reality. Now, why are we putting space in there? Because space, too, has changed, right? If you're creating and you're at this vibration and you're creating through time and through space, what's going to show up on the other side is what you want. What are you manifesting into the physical world? That physicality has to come through time and space because that's what we've learned. That's what we know. So if we can collapse that time and space to say it's not this humongous world, how many times have you heard yourself say small world, right? When it's like five people know each other and didn't know they knew each other, we're like, oh, what a small world. Why do we use those terms? Because it in our mind says, wow, the world's not as big and we're not disconnected. Everyone is connected. But this time we're going to connect to a time-space reality that actually motivates, helps, and rejuvenates you into knowing and getting that. A lot of us after New Year's have resolutions, things like that. That's fine if that's what you want to play in. That's for you. But I want to bring those resolutions into the now moment and let's recreate them in a way that helps you attain your goals, already feel what it feels like to have your goal. And as we do this time-space shift, you're going to feel some things releasing. You're going to feel some things coming in, new ideas, new ways, and even new concepts. So we're going to take a breath, and I'm going to go deep into the energy. So some of you are going to feel a little heaviness come through you. Just let that be for a moment. And then we're going to take time, space, reality. So however you feel, see, hear, know, time, space, reality for you. And if you don't, just hold that energy. Just play along. Use your imagination. And I'm going to start moving that energy. There we go. When you hear silence, that's me just working with the energy. Also, this energy is obviously very strong, right? There we go. So you may hear me cough or gasp when I'm trying to talk through the energy because it's very, very potent, very, very strong. This energy is within you as much as it is within me. But to start to utilize it for your best and highest good, we've got to change some background programming in your unconscious because it's saying this and we want to do this. So we need to change our internal programming with the changes of Earth. Nature does it naturally, and so do we if we stay out of our thinking mind, if we stay out of stuck behaviors and patterns, and we just allow life and allow flow to happen in your daily life. You're not controlling. You're not looking back. You're not looking forward. You're just staying in the now and creating from this moment because this is the moment you have. Yes, this moment, this moment, this moment. You see how that works? Yeah. So as we're doing a time shift reality, and why I'm talking to you through this energy is because I want your conscious mind to stay out of the way so that we can do some deep internal shifts. Bring that through your body, through your body. If you can imagine it coming from the top of your head, this clearing white energy going through your body, down through your head, through your throat, through the middle line of your body. And keep going, keep going, keep going. You're going to hear a little bit of silence, but keep that going. Keep that going. Keep going. Still going. There you go. Hold and release. And as you're releasing that through your body, allow yourself now to take a moment and just be like really in stillness. I'm going to send some stillness energy through your body. So you might just feel a little frozen for a minute, but you're not stuck. You can move. This is just a new stillness that's coming through you because in your stillness is what allows the energy to align to your best and highest good. As this deep programming goes through your mind and through your body, it's going to change your time, space, reality, conception, allowing it to work for your best and highest good, allowing it to be all for you. Whether your eyes are open or closed doesn't matter, but let this time, space, reality. Some of you are going to sweat, some of you are going to get hot, cold chills. That's just your body. That's how it releases and realigns. Let it be. Don't think you're this or that. Don't label it. Let's stay very pure, very open energy right now. And if you imagine that light still going down through your legs, I want you to just see it going down through the floor, down through the earth, down, down, past the rocks, past the minerals, past the water, past the fire, all of that, go right to the center core of earth. There you go. And then as we breathe up the body, we're bringing up the new time-space paradigm from Earth. Because remember, that's where the heartbeat was. Remember? So we want to connect into the heartbeat of the Earth. That's where time changed. And then we're allowing that time, space, new reality to come up through our body. So if you breathe up the body, which simply means just breathing your breath up through your nose, at the top of your head, and then releasing it naturally. There we go. Remember, breath moves energy in all ways. So if you never did a yoga pose, or you never did a Pilates, or you never did a meditation, it's okay, because breath is what moves energy. Those modalities help you learn what energy can do, what your body can do. They're disciplines of the breath. But truly, if you never knew yoga, you never knew any of those things, you have everything inside yourself to be you, to create you. And we're going to talk about that just in a moment, but right now, bringing that energy back up through your body, through your mind, and see it go out the top of your head. And I want you to connect it right to the center of Father Sky, heaven, whatever you want to call that above you or below you or around you. But you're connecting in all ways. It's not just an up and down, but for the consciousness, it understands up, down, left, right. But truly, this energy is connecting in all ways, circulatory through you. Because time is circulatory. Even our clocks are circulatory. Do you see that? So why do we get in patterns? Why do we get in rote? It's because we're taught. Right? We visualize it every day. We see it every day, whether we want to or not. We see rote. That's right. Let go of that time clock. Let go and create. Let go and create. So things happen on the most divine timing. And all that means is that your vibration finally matched what you wanted, what you asked for. You finally let go of doubt, fear, and not having it. And then it can come through you. And it's not only about manifesting, but everything is manifesting because everything is energy. But it's also about what do you want to experience in life and when do you want to experience it. Things you got to stay out of is a question of how and when. Allow, create it, feel it, know it. That you already have it, it's already ordered, it's already on its way, whatever you want to say, and then let it go. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. And as this energy, here we go. Whew, there you go. All right, now we're going to bring the energy back around our bodies. So if you can imagine yourself in a golden light, or it's that beautiful color that you love, light. Whatever works for you, works for you. We use color just to symbolize. It's truly just feeling the energy around you. Let that permeate. Let that change. Some of you are going to want to stretch, yawn, cough, move your body. Let it happen. This is changing. We're changing the programming. We're changing it from the inside out. Will your reality change? Yes, because you change from the inside. When you try to flip your reality from the outside, it'll always flip back because the inside of us is where it creates. The mind, the energy of Earth, doesn't understand inside, outside. It just sees light. But our conscious mind understands inside our heart and outside our body. So that's why we use those concepts. But truly, it's happening in a oneness. You got to let your consciousness let go. And that's what we're going to do now. We're going to let go of all time, space that we used to know. And we're just going to ask for it to permeate every cell. Ooh, and as we do this, that just happened. Hold on. As we do this, we're going to open up your pituitary, thalamus, and hypothalamus gland to just be on board with that. Yeah. Hold on. I had a shift on energy. There you go. So through this shift happens, right? So what do you want to create? New beginnings, new ways. Not saying that you've never experienced it away, because everything is new in every moment. Nothing can be experienced exactly the same as it always been. There can be a lot of commonality, and your mind can say, oh, we've done that before. But never in life does anything happen the same twice. Because that time and space was already taken with that event. So
So every day you'll create differently, whether consciously or unconsciously. Even if you tell me, hey, I take the same route to work every day, but it's not the same. Is that same car beside you? Is the weather the same? Do you see what I'm saying? When you get into the details, everything's unique. If you can begin to appreciate the uniqueness of your time-space reality, it'll work for you. Magic will happen. Miracles will happen. Things will just align because you're no longer trying to control how, when, what's it going to look like. It needs to show up this way or that way. You're just going to live that life. You're going to flow with laughter and love. And we're going to pull in some energy of joy because joy clears it all, doesn't it? Joy clears it all. Let's just do that. There we go. When you get in your joy, what is not present? Fear, worry, anxiety, all those things. Hold your body in joy. Here we go. I'm going to pull the energy of joy. Some of you are going to cough. Some of you are going to cry. It's okay. Let it release because some of you haven't felt joy in a long time. So get excited. Not that this is a new year, but this is a new day. This is a new moment. Every moment's a new moment. So when you get up in that headspace of, oh, this is never going to change or it's going to take 5 years, you're creating that. You're saying that. You're asking the universe to not change it, to make it take 5 years because you put those words into being. So, vibration speaks at all times. In our human side, we use language, vibration, sound, all those things. And as we're shifting, some of you are going to notice your blood pressure changing, ailments releasing, circulation moving. This is healing. Take a deep breath. We're going to shift the energy field around each and every one. And remember, when you shift your energy field, you shift the Earth's energy field because we're all connected. So, yes, your actions have a reaction in others, a response. You are powerful. You are powerful enough to change you and the world in oneness. What you would need to let go of is the mountains that you create, the time restraints, the space restraints, the I can't get theirs, or how would I ever afford that, or whatever you want to say. Let that language go. That be a new year thing for you, that you're really going to watch what you're saying, what you're thinking, because those words create, whether they're out loud or in your mind. And then now we're going to shift into your nervous system and your emotional body, your etheric body, to align into a new time-space reality. This is going to feel very smooth, very freeing, very relaxing energy coming through you. And the importance of staying up with this human residence on Earth is so that you can flow with nature, that you can see in the now, that you can open that awareness. Whether you're a nature person, an indoor person, it's still all nature, right? We build walls to keep the weather out, but truly energy flows, right? Through the walls, through the thing. Yeah, there we go. This calming energy is coming through your body. We're going to let it settle down into your root chakra, into your kundalini. So you may want to do some breaths up the body. If you're standing, you may want to do some swaying just to let your body move to the new beat now. And let's talk a little bit deeper just for a moment about the time-space reality for you. What does it mean? What does it mean to you to recreate time-space reality? What's going to happen are great things. You're going to be back in sync. You're not going to be rushed or not rushed. You're going to flow easily because now your mind knows what time it is. It's now time. It's now time. Do you feel that? Do you even know what time it is if you don't look at the clock? Do you know when 10 minutes goes by? Are you connected that deeply into time? Most of us are. Some of us aren't. Some of us just flow. And wherever you are is right for you. But if it's bogging you down, if it feels chained or heavy, all that shall be and is releasing now. We want to take the heaviness out of the heart, the heaviness out of the knowing. And then we're going to go into a new space. So this new space-time reality, if you want to use your imagination, you can. But I want you to imagine in front of you is a room, and there's a door, and the door is open, and once you step through that room, everything changes from this point on. Time, space, reality, wants, desires, letting go of old. Some people are stuck in your energy because you know them for this many years, or you this for that many timeline. Somewhere in our belief system, we have commitment as to time, right? Marriage, how long have you been married? How long is this? How long is that? What does that truly mean? It only means to you what it means to you. Do you know what I mean? People make judgments from it. So we're releasing the judgment of time, the judgment of space. As we step through this door, judgment releases from us. So as you step, and if you're kinesthetic, I would get up and just step through the door. If you're auditory, I would hear yourself stepping through the door. If you're visual, I would see yourself stepping through the door. Move your body with it. When you move your body, it's reality, right? You know when your thumb moves, your fingers move. It's a consciousness that says, yes, I'm on board. Yes, this has happened. This is happening. And as we shift, your heart's going to open to a center point. And then we're moving that into the I am center of your presence. So you may see yellow because we're recreating you, the time, space, reality. Over the next 3 or 4 days, your body will integrate this energy, so it'll actually align. So give your time and give yourself those moments. There you go. And as you step through that door, what do you feel? What do you see? What's new for you? That's where I want you to go. If you're a journaler, I want you to start doing this daily as, what do I see for myself today? What do I know myself today? What do I hear myself today? What do I smell, taste? I use all your senses. When you do that, you strengthen your sensory, but you also strengthen your intuition. And this is another great, your gifts are more powerful now because they're all in alignment. Your intuition is the most powerful that it is because we just let go. And we're trusting. And this trust that's coming through you right now is the purity. Some people call it Christ consciousness or source consciousness. It truly is just an all consciousness, knowing. And it's there for you when you ask. It is there for you when you're open to receive. And now we're getting into receiving this new energy and allowing it to permeate every cell. Yes. And as this vibration filters through your body, your DNA is opening. Your strains of DNA are opening. And we'll get into that in another session, but I just want you to know what's happening in your physical body. Things are releasing. Things are opening. Things are freeing from you because they're no longer saying, I have to grieve this long. I have to hold it this long. It's okay to let go. It's okay not to be attached. The more unattached you are, the more free you are. Doesn't mean you can't create things in your life, but if you attach your happiness to them, I need this to be happy. This person makes, then you're living outside your. There we go. We're going into time, space. Here we go. Now, everyone, shake it off. Breathe. Smell popcorn. Do something. I'm breaking the state. We're breaking the state. We're breaking the state. There we go. And come back into now. Here we are. What do you feel in this moment? Do you see more clarity? Do you feel more energized? Can you feel the pulse of your body change? Yeah, all those things are happening in a good way. All these things are happening in an amazing way. And now is your time. Now is your time to create. And if you're not sure what you want to create or what your purpose is, definitely connect with me on JanielleHealth.com. Grab a discovery session. Let's see what's going on. If you are already connected and you're just ready for that next session, go ahead and do that too. Also, there's some great tools on the website at JanielleHealth.com. There's a definite ebook, e-course listing. I can send you one email a week to enhance your visual, auditory, always of your intuition. So all your senses, you get to play with all of them through this ebook course. It's an amazing course, and that information is on the website. You also, for those of you who are ready to open up and take it to a next level and share, but you're not really ready to share with the whole world, that's okay too. There's a closed group on Facebook called Magical Moments with Janielle Huff. For $20 a month, you can get support from me and others to help you create your best, whatever it is you need. Understanding of energy, it's all there for you. That's a great way to stay connected. There's also, I'm trying to think what else. There's some more things I can think. On Amazon, I'm More Than That book. That's a great book to grab from me to help you with your align your belief system, understand your chakras a little more, and how to create you now. Your imagination is your best friend from this point on. Your mind is your best friend from this point on. We're going to claim that and clear that today so that you are no longer in that fight with your thoughts. You're no longer in that fight with your knowing. Everything comes clear from this point on because you've claimed it too. And when you learn how to claim and command, you are going to create the world on fire because you start it and then it creates. Go into your intention. So now I want you to imagine the orange, red, and yellow colors swirling around you. And right in the center is green. And in that green, I want you to write your true intention for today, whatever today is. See it, feel it, hear it. It can be as simple as, this is a miraculous day. I'm having an amazing day. Do you see how I'm saying it in the present moment? Keep it in the now. Keep your words in the now and things create in the now. Coming isn't in the now. It's already came. It's already here. And that boggles your mind because it says, where? I don't see it yet. Well, stop looking and it'll show up. Don't break the energy with the fears of not knowing. Don't break the energies and cycles because it's outside your awareness. Stay open. And maybe today your intention is to be aware. Just to be aware. And that's okay. Feel joy come through your body. Yep. Yep. This one you might have to listen to a couple times to get the energy to really integrate into your body. Yes. Share this with others who are struggling with time, space, reality, or struggling being on Earth, not understanding the shifts that's happened. This is a great one to share with them so they can open their mindset to a new reality. All right, I'm going to shift your energy. Take a deep breath. Drink lots of water. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.